Hello. Hi. I am popping into your podcast feed, or if you followed a link to listen to this from a social media feed that I posted it on, bless your soul, you are one of the special ones, to tell you about a new miniseries I'm making. It's called Helen Duff, Who Cares? And it's all about care. I am asking comedians, care workers, anybody else who you imagine might have experienced caring or being cared for about care, who they care for, what they care about, how they care, if that's changed over time, what they're trying to care less about, what it feels like to be cared for, if care could be valued more in our society. But the overall answer is yes. I was inspired to make it because I am caring so much more about everything and everyone in my life recently. I think becoming a mum has definitely changed my relationship with care and my responsibility level for other human beings' lives, but also like the planet, everything that's happening. I am caring currently a lot less about the amount of socks that are strewn willy-nilly about my living space. That one took a bit of effort. And I'm caring more about this delicious pud that I whip up in 3 minutes. Let me share it with you because it's a revelation, so tasty and seems quite sophisticated despite the lack of effort you really need to make to create it. Okay, you're putting in a mug some frozen berries, microwave for a minute. Oh, before it goes in the microwave, whack a good squeeze of either runny honey or maple syrup. Then you create a kind of self-sourcing situation. Split those berries between two mugs once they've defrosted. Then a nice big generous dollop of good quality vanilla ice cream. I am keen on Häagen-Dazs or Häagen-Dazs, as my boyfriend told me one of his grandparents used to call it. And then I asked him about it because I'd become obsessed and he was like, I never said that. The mind works in mysterious ways. So yeah, big dollop of good quality vanilla Häagen-Dazs or equivalent, followed by a subsequent dollop of Greek yolk. The Greek yolk is quite important because that's what gives it like the sophisticated elegance, makes it seem a little bit grown up, like you've made an extra bit of effort. It's not just straight sweet, is what I'm saying. And it kind of tastes a little bit frozen yogurt, like the berries are also inside, not fully defrosted. If you want to go vegan, I would say Koyo over Soyo. Coconut yogurt over soy yogurt, mainly because I have a personal vendetta over natural soy yogurt because I think it tastes like petrol in the mouth. All right, lovely stuff. So why am I no longer making podcasts about orgasms? Interesting question. Thanks for asking. Number one, there were loads of people I wanted to interview for the podcast who I thought would have been fascinating and they didn't want to talk to me. Now, mainly I think it was because who was I? I was a comedian, storyteller, podcaster person who was not marketing myself or in any way interested in becoming a sex educator or somebody with a brand of sex toys or somebody planning to write a book about sex. So as a consequence, I was a bit of a muddy offering, a bit of a murky madam. And that made it harder to get people who I thought would have had a really fascinating take. Now, this is not in any way to denigrate the guests that I got. What a privilege it has been to make the episodes I've made. Sophie Duca, Olga Koch, Desiree Birch, are you kidding me? Heroes, every single one, including all the other people that I've not mentioned. The episodes that we created, I'm so proud of, and I'm really glad we did them. But I hit a bit of a wall when it came to pursuing guests. The other reason people didn't want to talk to me is because they wanted to talk to me personally. They reassured me several times, but they didn't really want to talk about orgasms. That wasn't their bag. Too personal. Fully understand that. Can't still really believe that I've gone to the places I've gone to. My mother-in-law certainly can't. And I completely respect that, but I hated the way it was so limiting. Even though I thought it was something we should talk about more openly, I can't help but be human and feel a little bit of shame when people are like, ugh, yuck, no thanks. Okay, second reason was I think I've rinsed orgasms for myself. Like I talked about them a lot. And it was great. And now I just want to talk about something else. Simple. Third reason, I really want to talk about care. Because now that I've reached this different stage in my life, that's the thing that's most present for me. And that I'm most interested in unpacking with fascinating guests who have a really fun take on it. So yeah, hence the new chapter. I can't wait to share the episodes with you. They're so fun. And they're so varied. I will be doing lots of interviews in Edinburgh. I'm going up next week to the Fringe, the world famous Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I'm taking my own show there as well as doing podcast interviews. I'm doing Lullabies, a full comedy show. It's a work in progress at the Monkey Barrel from the 14th to the 16th. 3 days only, because it's just a short little work in progress run. I would love to see you there. I'm going to drop the ticket link in the show notes for this episode. It's on at slightly different times each day. So it's on at the Monkey Barrel, the Tron, on the 14th of August at 4:25. Then it's at Hive 2, still Monkey Barrel, but Hive 2, on the 15th of August at 3:25. And then again at Hive 2 on the 16th of August at 4:45. So three slightly different times, because I'm just slotting into different people's days off. Such a helpful gal. It's about early motherhood. It's chaos. It's beauty. It's grace. It's gorgeous. It's bonkers. It's brilliant fun. There's songs, there's stories, there's interactive games. Yeah, like I've said several times now, I think I'm so excited to share it with you. Please come if you're there. And if you know people who are going, please share it with them. I'm doing one last work in progress in London on the 8th of August. Again, check my socials for details. And it's not just me in Edinburgh. Obviously, it's like hundreds of thousands of performers. But the big show that you need to see, as well as mine, obviously, is Lorna Rose Treen. Yes, exactly. Producer of this podcast, Lorna Rose Treen. Well, she no longer has time to do it because she's debuting this year, and she is honestly the hottest ticket in town. I wouldn't be surprised if when this goes out, she's already sold her whole run out. It's so exciting what's happening. I'm in awe of her. I can't believe she used to produce this show. What a win. She's amazing. Character comedy, already award-winning on like multiple levels and side-splittingly funny. Please go and see Lorna's show. It's such a treat. And I might be there too. Also, if you come and see mine, chat to me afterwards. I love talking to people after the show, especially listeners of this podcast. If you don't listen to this podcast, you can still talk to me, but I would be flabbergasted if you managed to get this direct message. All right, super. Helen Duff, who cares? Going to be recording a lot of it in Edinburgh as I go and releasing it as I go, because I really don't want to get too precious about this podcast. I've been cooking up in my mind for ages, and now it's just time to put it out. And then Helen Duff, lullabies, work in progress at the Monkey Barrel, the Tron and Hive 2, 14th, 15th and 16th August in Edinburgh. Can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much for listening and for sticking around and for staying with this next chapter in the Come As You Are podcast series. It's going to be great. Okay, big love to you and yours. And until I next enter your ears, take care of yourself.